what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Monday, October 18th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The Los Angeles Unified School District's COVID-19 vaccination mandate takes full effect today. KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports unvaccinated employees are no longer allowed on campus.
Staff and teachers in LA need at least one COVID shot to get on campus and must be fully vaccinated by November 15th. About 95% of LAUSD teachers and administrators have met the deadline. It's unclear how many of the remainder have received medical or religious exemptions. The union representing staff, such as custodians and special education assistants, won't say how many of their members are vaccinated, but unvaccinated staff will be fired beginning November 1st. California's requirement that teachers be vaccinated or tested weekly went into effect on Friday. Unlike LAUSD, the state kept a testing option for people who didn't want the shots. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
The Food and Drug Administration is mulling emergency approval of the Pfizer vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. An advisory team plans to meet next week to discuss. Dr. Dean Blumberg of UC Davis Children's Hospital says the FDA could make a decision at the start of November.
And after that, you know, within a week or so, I would expect that the manufacturer would be able to ship a vaccine and it will be available for children of that age.
Approval could help protect more than 28 million people in the United States. Already, more than 6 million kids across the country have been infected with COVID-19.
The main focus really should be to emphasize that everybody needs to be vaccinated, at least one dose, get that in there, get some partial immunity so that when a breakthrough infection does occur, that it's mild and doesn't result in hospitalization.
Dr. Blumberg, one of the COVID experts who speaks regularly to AirTalk's Larry Mantle. The Dodgers lost to the Atlanta Braves 5-4 in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series last night. It was the second loss in a row for the Dodgers, but LA is not out yet. It's a best-of-7 series, so they've got another couple of chances to turn things around. Both teams are working out at Dodger Stadium ahead of tomorrow's game. Dodger fans might want to aim for a late lunch break to catch the start of Game 3. It's set to start just after 2 p.m. tomorrow. The Los Angeles Philharmonic has a new concert space for its Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles. YOLA, as it's known, is the music program founded by LA Phil music director Gustavo Dudamel. More than 120 music students will use the Judith and Thomas L. Beckman YOLA Center. They will have access to a performance stage with the same dimensions and acoustics as the one at Walt Disney Concert Hall downtown. The Comedy Store is not just about live stand-up anymore. The iconic Sunset Strip Club is getting into the record business, and this week it announced the launch of Comedy Store Records. The president of the new label, John Sosis, says that it's been years in the making, but the COVID-19 pandemic provided a sense of urgency to move things along.
We're going to look to do EPs. We're going to look to do specialty releases. We just also, under the label, we launched the podcast network.
The label will showcase the Comedy Store's almost 50 years of funny stuff. Sosis says that it will also provide a new platform for current comics to showcase new material. It's not surprising a majority of Angelenos say arts and culture improve their overall quality of life. That's what the Center for the Study of Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University discovered in their recent survey of 2,000 people. Researchers found 4 out of 5 residents said that they feel access to places like museums and concert halls, as well as cultural festivals and public art exhibits, help them feel connected to their community. Quick look at temperatures. Cooler with some drizzle and showers this morning. It'll be mostly in the 60s this afternoon, except in the Coachella Valley, where it'll be in the upper 70s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.